To say roll the baby or push the baby?
Sure, it might do that.
Which one, roll or push, would you be more likely? Reckon? Roll?
Roll them out. I don't know.
No difference, huh? Okay, pretend that this is a field. And that's, you see, that's a like a fence around. And you're standing right here, and you want to get over to this side. Instead of going around the road, if you went across that way, how would you say I went?
I went right cattering across that field.
How?
Cattering,
okay.
Because, see, you're going cattering across. Now, if you go here, you say you went straight across.
Right, okay, very good, cattering. All right, pretend these two are streets now. That's a street there, and that's a street there.
That's right.
And there's a house here, and there's a house over there. Would you use the same way of saying going across there instead of going across here and then across? Or would you have another way of saying go across there?
Well, it'd be according to have to the traffic, but I'd just go right straight across.
Yeah, if there were no traffic and it
That's
was safe.
Right.
Yeah, and you don't have a way of indicating that you went diagonally across there. Would you use
cattering
that word?
Across.
Would you use cattering there too?
Yeah, I'd go right cattering across.
Okay. All right. Well, we about talked through most of that stuff. Would you want to tell me a little bit about, let's see, I've asked you most about your family. Well, I really haven't. Tell me about how many children you have. I haven't asked you that.
Five?
Yeah.
Well, it was five. One of them passed away. The oldest boy passed away.
Oh, I see.
But there's four of them still live.
Yeah. And
the oldest girl is 62 years old.
I see. And do you have how many grandchildren?
20 grandchildren.
Very good. No great-grandchildren.
33 great-grandchildren.
33 great-grandchildren.
Right.
Fantastic.
And it ain't but for about Christmas, they tell me there'll be another generation starting.
You will be a great-great-grandfather. Well,
there's one time in my life while Grandma was living, we had the fifth generation. Got a picture of the fifth generation.
Yeah.
Well, if I live till sometime after Christmas, while we'll get the fifth generation again.
And get us more pictures then.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty fine. All right. Okay, would you like to reminisce for just a little bit about the hog killing business? I asked you about that on the phone, you know?
Yeah.
Did you do it yourself? Did you ever help with hog killing?
Oh,
no, they don't do it anymore.
Did I?
Right? Yeah. Do they do it anymore around here now?
Oh,
yeah.
No, it's got to where...
Yeah, they do, kill their own hogs.
Yeah, some of them do, but not as a general, because the winters have got to where you can't save your meat. Back in my young days, when it turned cold, you could kill your hogs, saw them down, and pack the meat up in the smokehouse because that'd be right down on the ground. Of course, it was pine tops. So that's what we put under.
How'd you kill the hogs?
Knocking the head with an axe.
Yeah? Well, you had to be pretty careful. You just make them mad or hurt them or something, wouldn't you?
Whenever you hit one of the axe, he was a dead duck.
Then,
you stuck him in the throat. You had to bleed him, you know, to get the blood out.
Yeah, somebody was telling me about that. They said if you didn't do that, you couldn't eat the meat. Is that right?
Yeah, you wanted to bleed him good.
Uh-huh. And then?
Huh?
And then what?
Then you'd put him in a barrel of water, which the barrel was sitting in the ground. It's kind of this shape, you know, with the water in there. And you'd chug him down there, take him by the
hot
leg, and you'd turn him over.
Hot water?
Yeah, had to have hot water.
Well, how'd you get it hot down in the ground?
Well, you hit the water and put it in there.
Oh, I see.
You put the water in the wash pot. Maybe if you didn't have two wash pots, you'd go over and get your neighbor's wash pot.
I see.
And so you'd have two pots to have water in.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have plenty of water. And when you got your barrel fixed, you dip it out of the pot and put it in the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And then